Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. The trouble with relatives is that you don't get a chance to choose them. They're a dead number. I've got a certain maiden aunt who shouldn't even happen to an ITV announcer. Actually, I've just found out the commercial TV muff don't have announcers. They have presentation personnel. Now, that's rather like calling my maiden aunt a sex kitten. But, of course, HMS Troutbridge have their relatives, too, and even they have to meet them once a year on Families Day.
Come in.
Morning, Captain Proby. You wanted to see us?
Not wanted to, gentlemen. Had to. I don't invite you to my office from choice, ever.
We never come here from choice. I think I should have stayed behind.
That's a good idea, so let's go back now. I'll come with you to make sure you...
Stand past, you two. What I have to say concerns all of you. I haven't told you before, but tomorrow is Families Day.
Families Day, sir? Rather short notice, isn't it? We've hardly got time to contact our relatives.
Well, you can send them telegrams. Now, we have to keep it quiet until the last moment because Troutbridge is about the only ship in the fleet that enjoys having civilians climbing over everything and leaving sticky sweets everywhere.
Oh, we're not house proud, you know.
I do, indeed. Last time we gave advance notice of Families Day, yours was the only ship left in dock. All the others had vanished during the night before.
Yeah, I remember, sir. Yeah, they shot outside the 3-mile limit and wouldn't come in until all their relatives had gone home again.
Well, I don't want any of that nonsense this year. Just welcome them aboard, give them food, show them the ship, take them for a short trip, bring them back and turn them off by sunset. Please.
We'll do our little best, sir.
Well, do. Now, you'd better inform your ship's company so they can send off telegrams.
Good morning. I want to send a telegram.
Greetings, sir.
Oh, and greetings to you, too. But I want to send a telegram.
The form's in front of you, Sir Francis.
Eh? Oh, yes. Yes, so it is. Now, let me see. To Cedric Phillips. Throgmorton Manor, London, Northwest. Yes. My dear Cedi, I'm sorry to trouble you at such short notice, but I've only just heard about it myself. Oh, yes. Stop. Tomorrow is Families Day. And I was wondering if you'd...
Mr. Phillips, don't think I'm pulling rank on you, but it would seem your telegram's going to take some time. Could I have a form?
Oh, certainly, sir. Here you are. There you are. Now, wondering if you could possibly pop down.
Next.
Telegram, please.
Certainly, sir. To Right Honourable St. John Muddy, MP, House of Commons, family... Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we need the full address.
Oh, come now, how many Houses of Commons have you got?
I don't make the rules, sir.
Oh, very well. Well, there you are.
Sorry, position closed. Next one up, please.
Oh, really?
I realise you're pretty busy at this time of year, but if you could possibly manage to...
Excuse me, Mr. Phillips, sir, you're holding up the queue. Could I have a form, please, sir?
Oh, yeah, sorry, pardon. Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah, sorry, pardon, no, sir. Now, let's see, let's get this written down quick then. To Granddaddy Pertwee, Routon House, Tottenham. Pass the word... Free grub aboard tomorrow. Love, Jonesy. That'll bring him.
Here I say, my man.
What?
Look, send this, will you, and charge it up to Admiralty.
No, thank you, Mr. Pertwee.
Well, how about sending it reversed charges, then?
I'm afraid we can't do that. And if we could, we wouldn't do it for you, Mr. Pertwee.
Well, why not?
Because your granddaddy would steam it open, read it, and then send it back, marked not known. That's why. We've had your family's fiddles before.
Oh, that's rich, that is.
Well, I can't argue with you. 3 and 3, please.
Hey? 3 and 3? Blimey. I'd go there on a platform ticket for 2.
Next, please.
All right. Here you are, then, Dick Turpin.
I say, Chief, pass me some more forms from that side, will you? I've used all these up.
I say, Phillips, old fruit. Yeah? I know I'm only the captain, but how about a chap getting a look in, eh? This queuing's no good for a chap's plates of meat, you know.
Oh, sorry, Lieutenant Commander Stanton. Did you want a form, sir?
Oh, form, chair. I don't care what it is, as long as I can sit down.
I meant a telegram form, sir.
Oh, did you really? Well, it takes all sorts, I suppose. Now then, where's the pen?
Right there, sir. Oh. In your hand.
Oh, yes, so it is. I say, this nib's a cracker, isn't it? My word, old boots, I reckon I could catch the big fella with this, you know.
What? Sure you could, sir. I imagine the ink is pretty good bait, too.
Hmm. No, needs more salt.
Next, please.
Oh, hang on, old stamps. Here you are,
Now, let's see. To Miss Charlotte Stanton, Trout House, Riverhead.
Yes.
Family's day tomorrow. If you must come, don't bother to, old garters. Stanton.
Good man, you read that beautifully. There you are.
Excuse me, I want to...
Sorry, position closed. Try the next one down.
You know, it's a game they play. That's what it is.
Next, please.
Oh, you're back. I want to send this lot.
Parcel post three positions down.
No, it's a telegram.
Are you having me on? I should think you've used up all our forms by now.
Now, that'll do, my man. I have numbered the pages. Now, how much is it?
Hang on. This may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
To Cedric Phillips. 21. 65. 104. Love, Leslie. Yes, that'll be £17.06.
Oh, is that all? I thought of you... Oh. Yes, well, perhaps I could thin it down a bit.
I shouldn't think that would be too difficult, sir. Let's see, you don't need that, and you don't need that.
No, I don't need that, and I don't need that.
And you don't need this, or you don't need that.
No, and nor that, or that.
And so that can go, and that, and that, and that.
Yes, and this can go.
And that, and that, and that. Lovely, sir. 3 bob exactly.
This way, ladies and gents, please. Now, all aboard, the turn aboard. Now, come along, please. The gin's forward and the grub's off. Welcome, one and all, and don't stab your fag ends out on the deck charges.
Look at them. It'll take a month to get the ship in order. Those that haven't got sticky sweets have got muddy boots. You'll look like a floating dust cart. I can't stand much more of this. I'm going back to my office. Where's Lieutenant Commander Stanton?
Right there, sir.
Oh, yes, so... Good grief, Stanton. What on earth are you doing with all those fishing rods?
I'm guarding them, old fruit. Last family's day, I lost a lot, you know. The bounders found them and used them to play billiards with donuts on the deck.
Well, a bit surprised. Well, I'm leaving you to it. I'm going back to my office.
Oh, good man. I suppose you wouldn't like to take my rods back there with you. The little chap should be safe there.
No, I thumping well wouldn't. Put the wretched things in your cabin and entertain your guests.
All right. But they'll find them. You see if they don't. It'll be javelin throwing this year. The first one to chuck a rod straight up and down the funnel wins.
Wins? Wins what?
A kick in the slats if I catch the bounder.
That'll do now. Well, I'm off now, but I'll come aboard again when you get back from taking them all out for a trip.
Oh, suit yourself, old Duskart.
Henry Purvey, where do you think you're going?
It's you, my love. I have to get back to my office. Pressure of clerical work. You know what it is.
I know what it is, all right. You're skedaddling off and leaving me on board without an escort.
Certainly not, my love. Look, Lieutenant Commander Stanton here will be only too pleased to act as... Well, that's odd. Where is he gone?
You leave him to me. I'll soon sort him out. And mind you're here to take me ashore tonight, or you won't get your dumplings for dinner tonight.
I'll be here, my love.
Right, get your lucky raffle tickets out. Now, come along, ladies and gents. Only a few left. Who wants a chance to win the ship's anchor? All fruited to a deserving course.
Chief.
Oh, another customer. Pick any number in the book you like, Sid.
I'll have number one.
You can have him with pleasure. Ah!
It's you, sir. Having a nice time, are you?
Oh, very. How's the raffle going?
Oh, like a bomb, sir. The coffin...
Raffle? What raffles? One for the, deserving cause.
Well, I think you must be under a misunderstanding.
Oh, I doubt it, Chief. If my memory serves me correctly, the one last year was for the ship's rudder,
in aid of the impoverished High Lama and prevention of cruelty to camels fund.
Yes, well...
The outcome of which was a natty camel hair coat for Chief Lama Pertwee.
Yes, well, it so happened that I've won, sir.
For the 14th Families Day running, I gather.
A pure blind coincidence, sir.
I say, you chaps, is the captain about?
Captain, sir?
Yes, I'm his brother, Cedric Phillips. My brother Leslie is the captain.
Is he? Must be a terrible responsibility for a sub-lieutenant.
Yes. Odd, isn't it? You'd think the Admiralty would have given him promotion, wouldn't you? Go ahead, chap, like Leslie. Can't keep a good man down and all that.
Oh, hello, you chaps. You're missing all the fun. One of the visitors has just started a competition.
Competition, is it?
Yes, javelin throwing. First one straight up and down the funnel wins.
Oh, I wouldn't say we've missed all the fun.
Captain? Oh, Lummy!
Leslie!
Oh, Lummy. Seedy.
I say, it's jolly see to good you. Goody doll to see you too.
I haven't seen you for age-lute apses.
I mean absolute ages. My word, in all this time you haven't bitter changed.
Neither have I.
Caw. Well, we know something now, don't we, number one, sir?
What, chief?
Being a right nit runs in the family.
Put him down. Let go, you morons. They're for fishing, not for chucking down funnels. Oh, number one, old fruit, it's got to be stopped.
What has, sir?
All this alley-oop nonsense with the chap's fishing rods. I knew they'd find him.
Well, perhaps we'd better put to sea, sir. After all the gin and grub, that usually calms him down a bit.
Oh, good man. Oh, no, wait. My sister hasn't come aboard yet.
Oh, I suppose that wouldn't be her coming up the gangway now, sir.
Where?
The lady with the knitting bag and the fishing rods.
Rods? Fishing rods? Stop her! Turn her off! They'll have hers down the funnel if they spot them. No, oh, get back, Charlotte. Get back. We're besieged by vandals. Hop it, old stage. Hop it. Go on.
You're too late, sir. Well, she's got sort of mixed up with the Pertwees now, sir.
Oh, dear. That means the knitting bag will go down the funnel as well.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, sir. I don't think you've met the family before, sir. At most of them are here, sir.
Yes, so I gathered. How do you do?
How do you do?
What's it?
How do?
Hello.
Good
afternoon.
Pleased to meet you.
Sure did not one.
Me too, I'm sure.
How do?
Here we go again.
Good luck, mate.
Mark, Mr. Armstrong.
How do?
Is that the lot?
Hardly, sir. No. There's another dozen or two scattered about the ship somewhere.
Lummy, the word went round all right, didn't it?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry, old fruit. I seem to have caught my rods in your... What? Pardon me, old fox. Has anyone seen the captain?
Oh, rather, dozens of times.
You're the captain's sister, I believe.
Yes, Charlotte's the name. Do you fish at all?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
You haven't lived, old tank. Where's Archie?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. Trying to get his rods back out of the funnel, I expect.
How odd. You'll never catch anything down there.
He never catches anything anywhere.
Come along, please. Ladies and gents, please. Get your lucky raffle tickets out. In your bobbage. Dance your top to win the ship's bell. Elegant for the front door or can be used in you. A quick clang a clang a clang fetches your butler from his pantry like 1 o'clock. Get your lucky raffle tickets out.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, I think we'd better put to sea before we lose all the furniture and fittings.
What a good idea, sir. I bought more tickets than I can afford now.
Yeah, you would.
What bothers me is, sir, supposing I win the ship's anchor, how am I going to get it home?
Well, I imagine the draw for that one's over by now.
Oh, really, sir? Who won it?
C.P.O. Pertwee, of course. And he's no doubt graciously given it back to the ship, but stuck to the proceeds.
Cool. I just can't think of the chief as an impoverished High Lama. A left hand, just the tiniest fraction down a bit.
Left hand, just the tiniest fraction down a bit, it is, sir.
For all the good it'll do. Yes, you've really got a bundle this time, haven't you, Mr. Phillips?
Well, I don't see why, sir. I'm only lost. I mean, that's happened before.
Oh, it has, indeed. but not with goodness knows how many civilian passengers aboard.
I don't think that matters, sir. They haven't paid any fares.
I know, they haven't. Here, come on, Miss Batlock.
Yeah, but did you leave the bridge, sir?
No, Jim. Well, we're in enough trouble without having you going round with old bus tickets shouting, "Fare fees!" And while we're about it, you'd better get on with the farce of holding the drawer for the genuine naval binoculars.
Oh, I held that a few minutes ago, sir. I'm afraid I won then, too.
Yes, I know you did. From me. And I want them back. Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Unless I'm very much mistaken, and I hope I am, there's a dirty great mine bobbing about out here.
A mine?
Abandoned ship! Out the right there! Salvage purpose!
Stop that at once, please! Philip, take avoiding action. Quick.
Oh, right, sir. Chief, left hand right up, down a bit.
Left hand right up and down.
Back a bit up to the top and down again.
Back a bit up to the top, down again, sir.
Over a bit, full ahead boat.
Over a bit, full ahead boat.
Spurs down. Yeah, steady up that. Change down.
Change down.
Yeah, no, mind your head.
Whoa! We did it! Stretch a man out!
Oh, we haven't hit it, Mr. Phillips. You steaming great buffoon, we're aground. You've hit a sandbank.
Oh, so I have. I say, I've found land at last. A bully for Leslie.
Come on, bully for Leslie, sir. Where's that flaming mine?
I'm not sure. If I could borrow my binoculars for a moment, Chief.
Oh, certainly, sir. You are that lucky winner, sir.
Now, let's see. Oh, brilliant. It's not a mine at all.
Not a mine, sir?
No, it's a boy, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Oh, that kind of boy.
It's marking the sandbank we're stuck on.
Good, that lummy, stuck on. My goodness. Wait until I've had a word with Ghosting about this.
Yeah, well, don't be too hard on our Welsh goats. I mean, after all, it's an understandable mistake, sir.
Understandable, Chief?
Yes, well, not to put too fine a point on it, sir. I've sort of raffled Goldstein's binoculars as well.
Lovely. Surely you could have seen it anyway. I mean, we must have been pretty close.
Yes, well, that was lucky raffle number 25, sir.
What was?
Goldstein's bifocal glasses. There's still a few tickets left if you gentlemen would like to buy a couple.
No, we would not like to. I'll deal with you later. At the moment, I'd better address the passengers before they start panicking.
I say, what was that? That was the passengers in the door at the bridge, sir. Panicking.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all right,
allow me.
Bell time! Fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for this slight mishap. I can assure you there's nothing to worry about. We're merely stuck on a sandbank for a little while.
I don't believe a word of it. I know what's been going on. It's all a plan. Henry Pope is behind this. Get the little woman trapped out here so he can go boozing with his low friends. You can't fool me.
No, we wouldn't dare try.
Oh, well, we've not warm our old socks. We may as well get our rods out, Archie.
You speak for yourself, old dripping. I've been trying to get my rods out of that confounded funnel since we sailed. Look at me, I'm covered in soot.
Right then, my ladies and gents. Now then, as we have a little time to spare, who wants a few tickets for the new raffle? Now come along, please. This way to win a lucky mine. Who wants 2 ton of explodable for a bob?
Where are they? Where on earth have the fools got to this time? The entire home fleet have been searching for the idiots all night.
Well, I expect they're neatly aground somewhere, sir.
And I don't doubt it.
Well, there is a certain compensation over their failure to return, isn't there? Mrs. Povey is out there with them.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is that. Oh, my word. You wouldn't believe the relief to have the whole evening without... That's got nothing to do with it at all.
Oh, I thought it must have done. Hello, this is Captain...
Never mind who that is. This is the Admiral. Get me Captain Povey's office, will you?
But this is Captain Povey's office here, sir.
Captain Povey's office beer. First I knew he'd ever been on it. Thought the old fool drank cocoa or some such muck.
It's the Admiral, sir, for you.
Yes, that was what I was afraid of. Now, hello, sir. Captain Povey speaking.
Then oil yourself.
Oil? But I said speaking, sir, not squeaking.
Oh, I'll do. Shut up, Povey, and let a chap get a word in, can't you? Is Troutbridge back here?
Do you know, sir? I'm afraid she isn't, and we've no idea where she's got to.
Haven't you? Well, I have. There's been a signal picked up by some lighthouse or other. She's been stuck on a sandbank, but she's on her way back now.
I might have known it'd be something like that.
Well, call the sea search off, Povey. Oh, and when they get back, ask them to contact this lighthouse chappy. Well, he wants to know.
Know what, sir?
If he's won. They flogged him a raffle ticket for a knitting bag.
Oh. I'll get down to the dockyard immediately, sir, and see if there's any sign of them.
Mr. Phillips, you're leaning on it again.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. In case you hadn't noticed, we're almost in dock, sir. And if you're not thinking of slowing down soon, I want to give fair warning that I'm jumping off now.
Oh, I take it you've got your glasses back, Goldstein.
No, not mine, sir. But I won a pair just like them in a raffle.
Anything important, sir?
Oh, hardly. Just that if you don't do something about it, we'll be doing about 30 up Gosport High Street in a minute.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, sir. Friggers haven't got wheels, so how could we put... Oh! Lummy, I see what you mean. Pull ahead, both.
Pull ahead, both!
Yes, no. Come back. Come back. Come back, I said.
Roger.
Come back.
I'll come back.
No. Full sideways of both.
Full sideways of both, it is. No, it can't possibly be, sir.
Oh, pity.
In here, Charlotte, old stocking tops. This is where it all happens, you know.
Yeah, you can say that again.
It's all right for me to butt in, old sport. I used to be a wren, you know, but never went to sea.
And to see what?
Take no notice. One gets used to it.
Look, I don't want to be difficult, but the dock's looming, sir. Looming audibly closer.
By Jove, so it is. Fascinating, isn't it? To think of all the hundreds of sailors over the hundreds of years who've seen these docks from out here and realize they are almost home.
Look, Mr. Phillips said, if we don't slow down, those particular sailors are going to be home and dry, sir. We'll be on land.
What? Oh, help. No. Now. Ah, yes. No. Tread.
Tread?
Tread water, yes.
Tread water, but...
Yes. Ring the gasworks. Tell them to breathe in, or we'll bash them.
Mr. Phillips!
What? Oh, Lummy. Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir!
Just a teensy-weensy bit too late.
Yeah, just a bit, sir. I didn't even have time to shout everybody down.
I say, that caused it, hasn't it? When I was in the Wrens, I was in the office that copped all the paperwork from a panic like this. Tons of the stuff flying about for weeks. The paper costs more than the repair, usually.
Look, with due respect, madam, I wish you'd stop enjoying this so much.
Oh, sorry, old fruit. I know who'd be enjoying it more. The officer I worked for. He used to laugh like a drain when all the files started pouring in. Sometimes he'd switch them around just for a giggle. Anything for a laugh. He was up to all the dodges, that one.
Doing his sounds enchanting. What was his name?
Name? Oh, let me think. Boots. I've got it. Povey. Sub-Lieutenant Povey.
Lummy.
Good gracious.
Cool.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing much. Just the time has half taken its toll.
Yes, as we're about to find out, he's aboard already.
But while I deal with a slight matter of wrecking this dock, will you kindly explain to my wife that I did not instruct you to stay at sea?
Stop priming him, Henry. I want the truth, and I intend to get it from these officers, not from any of the boozy layabouts you were doing knees up Mother Brown with last night.
Knees up Mother Brown? Good dream.
Silence! Don't snap at me just because you've been off the leash for one night.
But my love, I...
Cease, Henry!
If you think you're going to get your dumplings for dinner tonight, you've got another think coming.
Number one, will you please explain?
Well, sir, you know, I think I'd rather discuss this slight error in docking first. We'd like to know just what action you were thinking of taking before I...
All right. An unfortunate time. I saw the whole unavoidable accident happen myself. Will that do?
Well, hardly, sir. As you were on the dock, you must have seen it was entirely our
fault. Mr. Phillips!
What? Sorry, pardon. I was just going to say...
Curly!
No, that's not what I was going to say at all. Who?
Curly! I hardly have known you.
Madam, I'm sure I've never had the...
Henry Povey, who is this person? What's been going on?
I say, you've done well for yourself, haven't you, old cough drop? Captain, eh? Remember the old days in the bicycle sheds behind the nappy?
Bicycle sheds? Henry Povey.
Oh, no, I can explain my love. It was years ago.
A likely story. I can see it all now. Had me marooned out there so you could start snogging with one of your old flames.
No, my love, she was on board. Besides, I've never snogged in my life.
Oh, come off it, old boots. We weren't out in those bicycle sheds mending punctures.
Excuse me, permission to leave the bridge, number one, sir. I've had rather a sheltered upbringing, and this is no place for a lad like myself.
Not so fast.
I want a word with you, Pertwee.
Meter?
We're all a bit pressed for chuntering at the moment, sir. I'll see you later.
I want a word with you on the subject of Raffles.
Stop trying to change the subject, Henry. Who is this elderly lady?
Oh, hard old fart. There. You'd hardly like to see 40 again.
40? I'll have you know I'm 39.
Oh, 39? Yes, that's it. That's the lucky winner. The lucky winner. Congratulations, Mrs. P.
Winner what?
You're the winner. We've just had the draw. And ticket number 39 wins.
Wins what?
What does number 39 win? Yes, I know. A magnificent set of fishing rods. They're a bit sooty, but otherwise, all right.
Good grief. Ramona, my love. Do you mean you've entered this wretched raffle?
Oh, it's illegal. I'll be ruined if it comes out.
Oh, I think you can rely on the chief keeping quiet about it, Curly.
But I didn't enter any raffle.
This way out, please. The family's day is over. All the shore that's going ashore, and you all are. Follow the blue light, ladies and gents, please. Get your lucky souvenirs at the gangplank. Everyone, a gay little novelty of a seafarer's life. Who wants a load of bollards for the ball? Come along now.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie One. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, and Lieutenant Bates was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.